Now, there's a scripture this morning that's found in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. And this is what it says. This is the scene we find. Luke, chapter 8, beginning with verse 22 through verse 25. This is what it says. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake, so the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke Jesus up, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up, rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked the disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." This is the word of God. Please be seated. I want to talk just for a few minutes this morning about testing time. Testing time. It is always amazing to me how the Holy Spirit uses the written word of God to address our deepest needs, and how the word instructs us and encourages us and inspires us in the times that we need it most. We find such instruction and inspiration and encouragement in the passage of scripture that was read this morning. A scripture that is really familiar to most of us, and we've heard it preached a number of times, but in my mind, it addresses us in a very special and specific way on this morning. The scene in the text takes place early in Jesus' ministry. In Luke chapter 8, we find this scene. In Luke chapter 5, Jesus really begins his ministry. In Luke chapter 5, you discover that Jesus calls his first disciples. There we find in chapter 5, Simon on board his boat having fished all night and come up empty. While cleaning his net after a disappointing night of fishing, Jesus asked for permission to come aboard his boat. You remember this scenario? Simon gave Jesus permission to come aboard, and when Jesus finished teaching, he instructed Simon to go out again and launch out into the deep to let down your nets for a catch. Reluctantly, Simon went out, cast his net, and caught so many fish that his nets began to break. After that miraculous catch, Simon Peter was so moved by the miracle in his life that the Bible says after that, they pulled their boat ashore. Simon, his brother, and the other fishermen left all and followed Jesus. Following that event, Jesus healed a man with leprosy. And when the news went out about Jesus' power, crowds of people came to hear Jesus and to be healed of their sickness. Following that, Jesus proved that he had the power on earth to forgive sins by healing a man who was paralyzed. He did all of these things while the disciples watched. In Luke chapter 6, after spending time in prayer, the Lord Jesus called the 12 apostles. These were the individuals, 11 of which would become the first pastors of the New Testament church following the day of Pentecost. Yeah. Following the selection of the apostles, Jesus offered that famous Sermon on the Mount. In Luke chapter 7, Jesus commended the Roman centurion for demonstrating faith that in Jesus, his word alone could heal. Jesus then raised the widow's son. Jesus stopped a funeral procession where a widow's son had died. Jesus stopped the funeral procession and raised that boy from the dead. All of these things were done in the presence of the disciples. When we get to Luke chapter 8, he says to his disciples, let's get in the boat and go to the other side because it's testing time. It's the time to give your faith a test run. These times, God is allowing our faith to get a test run. You know what a test run is, don't you? You know what a test run is? A test run is a time when a product or procedure is given an opportunity to work in extreme conditions in order to find out if it's any good or not. As a matter of fact, the first test run by the CDC for the coronavirus cure, a vaccine, failed in the test run. And so they had to go back to the lab to revise and to further study and to further examine the vaccine that they had given that was supposed to work. In these times, God is giving the people of God an opportunity to see if your faith really works. It's a test run. In the scene, the disciples' faith was being tested for the very first time. They had accepted the call from Jesus and had become followers and disciples. They had been personally blessed by in miraculous ways by Jesus in their lives. They had heard Jesus commend the faith of the Roman centurion, and they seen Jesus heal people and even raise the dead. And after all of that, one would think that their faith in God was secure. But they had to get a test run. The text this morning reminds us that we never really know how much faith we have. That we really never know the measure of our faith until we have opportunity for a test time. This test in the text took place on the lake. Jesus says, let's get into the boat and go to the other side of the lake. They got into the boat with Jesus. What a joy it is to be with Jesus. I believe that when they got on the boat, they were happy in heart, content with their situation, confident that they would reach their destination, fully expecting to sail without struggle. I believe that they were calm and that they knew Jesus was on board. They were comfortable with their experience as fishermen. The lake was serene. The light from the setting sun danced gently on the glassy surface of the water. The melodious sound of the nightlife was all around them. A feeling of perfect peace and blessing, and the gentle motion of the boat rocked our weary Savior to sleep. Then, with the suddenness of a violence of a hurricane, the lake storm arose and changed everything. The boat that was sailing smoothly began to be tossed about on the white caps of the raging water. The light breeze that had once filled the sails was now a force that ceased to give control and thwarted any attempt to guide the vessel to shore. They were in bad shape. They were in terrible times. They were in the midst of the storm. The cloudless sky had turned black with clouds, storm clouds, that prevented any light from moon or stars, and the disciples found themselves in total darkness. That, my brothers and sisters, is the kind of condition that God allows to come into our lives because that's where our faith is tested. Amen. When your life is being tossed about by conditions over which you have no control, when circumstances inhibit your ability to navigate your way, and there is no light at the end of the proverbial tunnel, that's when faith is tested. And I want you to know that these are the conditions in which we now live that are provided, that are permitted by God just to test our faith. Beloved, God really knows the strength of our faith. He knows the strength or the lack thereof. The test is not for his benefit. The test is given so that you and I can know the measure of our faith. Amen. To have faith when all is well really doesn't measure your faith. That's right. That's right. To have faith when you're in control of the reins of your life is one thing. But when the bottom falls out, that's when our faith is tested. That's when our faith is tested. Look at the disciples' response. These people with Jesus, who had seen all of his works, who had felt his love, now in the boat with him, they panic, filled with fear. Uncertainty swept away their peace. The darkness dampened their spirit. They lost hope. They lost courage. They lost their poise. But thank God they knew where to go in time of this storm. They went and woke Jesus up, hallelujah, saying, Master, Master, we are going to drown. All is lost. That is, the end has come, and we are going down. The Bible says, when they said that to Jesus, he got up, rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. And he raises this question with them. Where is your faith? And that's the question we want to raise with you this morning. Where is your faith? Consider, first of all, the purpose for the question. This question of faith that Jesus raises with the disciples and with the Spirit raises with us this morning is raised not as a criticism. It's a question designed to help us to examine ourselves and to see if we have put our faith in anything other than God. Where is your faith? Sometimes we discover that our faith has been misplaced. We have placed our faith in our experience, in our expertise, or even in our own expectations. But all of those things can fail. Sometimes our faith is misplaced in human beings or in human institutions or in government. And as you already know, that can fail. Sometimes we lose faith. When we lose faith in something or someone, then that situation becomes hopeless. Sometimes our faith is tested so that we might find out where our faith really lies. Where is your faith today? How are you faring? Where is your faith? This place your faith in Jesus. Amen. We know that Congress has passed a stimulus package and the president has signed it. And we know that government is doing what they can to assist us. And I want to encourage each one of you to look into what is being offered. This is no time to be too proud. Right. Call your vendors, call your utility companies, call your bank, your mortgage company. Let them know that you're having a tough time and that the governor has signed a bill that you can postpone your mortgage payment, your rent payment under certain conditions without penalty or interest for at least 90 days. I need you to know if you have been laid off on tomorrow morning, sign on to the internet, go to the government website and apply for unemployment. Amen. The process has been expedited. And as I understand it, there's a 7-day turnaround. So for those of us who had a pay period last week, and we're expecting another pay period in 2 weeks, we're expecting that by the time your next pay period comes around, you will have at least some money deposited from your unemployment insurance. It's my understanding that the government has increased the percentage of unemployment so that the percentage of your income, the percentage of unemployment to your income will be increased, and that unemployment insurance will be extended from 6 months to 1 year. Now, there's a lot of information swirling around, and I want to encourage you to find out what you need to know in order to make ends meet. Amen? But don't put your faith in government. Put your faith in the one who can open doors. And that's in God. So if you can't get through, don't panic, because God is an on-time God. And we know that from experience. You don't have to worry. God will show up right on time. Whatever you need, he has already promised that he will meet all of your needs. Amen. So we need to drop anchor on that. And so the question is, where is your faith? Is your faith in your expertise? Is your faith in the security of your job, which you have discovered wasn't so secure after all? Drop anchor in Jesus. And the last thing I want you to see is I want you to notice the placement of this question that Jesus puts to the disciples. He didn't wake up and say, where is your faith, and then heal and then stop the rain. He woke up and stopped the rain, and then he asked, where is your faith? He demonstrates his power and then asks, where is your faith? He rebukes the wind, the raging water, the storm subsides, and all is calm. There is no doubt that God has demonstrated his power in your life and in mine. He's already done it for us. Have I got a witness? He has in time. How many times have you been in a storm in your life and the winds were raging, and you called on the name of Jesus, and God stopped that raging wind? He's already demonstrated his power in your life. How many times has your back been against the wall, and you didn't know which way you were going to turn, and you called on God, and you discovered that he is the God over the water? He has already demonstrated in all of our lives that he has the power to bring us through. He has the power to bring us out. And the wonderful thing about our God is he does not change. His power is never minimized. He is the same God that spoke the world into existence, and he's the same God that will bring us through. The same divine power that brought you through your past troubles will bring you through this one. Amen. The last thing, there is implied in this promise, there is implied in this question, a promise. Jesus looks you right in your face, living, and asks you, where's your faith? How many of you know him? This morning, for those of you who really know him, he's looking you right in your face, and he wants to know from you, where is your faith? It's a promise. Believe that I'm able to shelter you in the storm. Believe that I am able to deliver you from destruction. Believe that I will complete in your life what I began in you. Drop anchor in Jesus. Build your house on the promises of God, and he will see you through. If you believe that God will see you through, why don't you just give him some praise right now? If you believe that God will see you through, Go on and give them some praise right now. You don't have to be in the sanctuary to give them praise. Wherever you are, you can just begin to give God some praise, because he will give you the victory, because he is an able God. He will see you through. In times like these, we need an anchor. Come on, Sister Lori.
In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an angel. Be very sure. Be very
this rock is Jesus.